The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to the Woodshed Music Program from Studio 7 on the FlyPod.com New Media Network. I'm your host, Gary Puckett, and welcome to our show. From the Woodshed, we bring you interviews with interesting and talented musical artists from around the world. All of our shows come to you through the New Media Network program feeds of the FlyPod.com. With our active nationwide team of 35 individual show hosts, 80 syndication partners, 17 different media domain platforms, and a wonderful group of invested media partners, hey, we podcast hundreds of interesting programs daily to thousands of small communities throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Regardless of where you live in America, when it comes to the media, we are what's next. Well, he's back. It's been about a year, but our guest today is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Yancey Devere. And before I get into my conversation with him, I just want to start us out by playing this traditional song from his latest CD, which is titled Relic River. This song is titled Swiss Yodel, and it speaks for itself. Keep up if you can. We'll be right back with my guest, Yancey Devere.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be, so I could learn to yodel and go yodel-y-yodel. Climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day. There I met a young Swiss miss up in the Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel on a low key, yodel-y-yodel-o-dee-o-dee-o-yodel-o-dee. This is how the yodel on a low like me. It's easy when you're singing. You go yo yiddle yo do. First you take a deep breath, then you exhale one, two, three. Soon you'll hear the yodel if you listen close to me. She taught me to yodel on a low D. Yiddle yiddle o d o d yiddle o do. This is how to yodel on a low D. Yiddle yiddle o d o d.
Yancey Devere with Swiss Yodels showing off some of his yodeling prowess, most likely picked up during his earlier days growing up in New Orleans, or is that Nolens? How do you pronounce that, Yancey?
I was educated by the nuns, so it's New Orleans. Nolens is kind of like the public school uneducated way of saying New Orleans, but it's stuck, so everybody says New Orleans now. They correct me on how to say it, so I just laugh.
It's great. Well, let me ask you this. We're doing this interview from Deadwood, South Dakota. I assume you're back entertaining the crowds again this summer in the streets of Deadwood directly. It's wonderful to talk to you once again. So tell me this. How's everything in the Black Hills?
The Black Hills are beautiful. It's been a little wet this spring, but the Buffalo Stockade is where I'm at, and you can hear me all over town. And tonight, you just caught me on Wild Bill days. We've got Diamond Rio playing in the street tonight.
Cool.
And tomorrow night, we have Pure Prairie League. So the weekend is going to be full of people, fun, whatever. So get over here wherever you're at. Jump on a plane.
You know, we just take the listener questions as they come, so I'm just going to throw this out there. Somebody wants to know, are the same faces still on Mount Rushmore?
Yes, sir.
To the best of your knowledge, can we leave it at that?
And the same face is on Crazy Horse also. Crazy Horse is coming along. I mean, it's beautiful. They just had the big Krug, whatever it's called. It's a German name, but they just had a walk up to the. You could walk right up to the face. I mean, it's just massive. It's probably twice as big as Mount Rushmore.
Oh, every bit of it. Yeah, I've been to both. You're absolutely right. The first time I saw Crazy Horse, I thought to myself, there is a huge amount of work left to do here. But you say they're making progress.
Yes, it's looking really good. They've almost got the horse's eye done. I mean, that horse is humongous. So, yeah, I haven't been out there this year, but I'm talking about last year when I left. So they were coming along. I haven't seen what they've done so far this year.
Well, let me ask you this. Listening to that song we just played just makes me want to ask you, is there any one person who taught you to work yodeling into some of your singing, or did you just pick it up and do it all on your own?
Well, I learned from listening to Jimmy Rogers, and then I learned from Elton Britt, and then I learned from Rex Allen, and listening to Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. I actually heard Roy Rogers yodel. So I was running in New York. I was playing the Carnegie Hall, and I was running in the park there across the street, and Roy Rogers is there with Trigger at 7:30 in the morning.
Just horsing around, I guess.
So I just said, man, this is just unreal. So I got to learn how to yodel.
That's a hilarious story.
I just picked it up myself.
Well, your latest CD, Relic River, how did you come up with the title?
Well, I'm getting old.
You are?
Yeah. And all these old rivers that I live in, I have a place in Vegas, and we went out to Red Rocks, and there's all these old water formations in the sandstones, and they're just so beautiful. They're just, you know, vintage old rivers. So I just came up with the title Relic River, and then that buffalo skull was actually drowned. The skull itself was part of Katrina. It was at my house in New Orleans. It was underwater for over 8 weeks, and so I just painted it and made it look beautiful. So the picture turned out really well on the front cover of the album.
It's very interesting that you mentioned that, because I was going to comment on how eye-catching the artwork always seems to be, and there always seems to be some story or meaning behind it, the artwork on your CD covers. And I was wanting you to describe it. You just did. Who took the picture? That's what I want to know now.
I did.
You did? Really? Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with a camera. Oh, these new cameras. I mean, it's a 12-megapixel iPhone.
That'll get you there.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing what the technology is, because we used to have to hire professional photographers to do all this stuff. So it's just nice to be able to do it on your own.
Well, it looks really nice.
Thank you.
I want to ask you something else. Your studio tech, who mixed all of your tracks with you, his name is Vince Laria. Have you worked with him before, or are you guys new friends now?
Well, yeah, we worked on Deadwood Hole, yes. He's getting his doctorate in music. He's an incredible guitar player. He played with Jeff Beck last year at a rock symposium. This guy is just phenomenal. I mean, he can play anything, keyboard, anything with strings on it. And he's incredibly talented. All I do is tell him what I want, you know, what my concept is, and he goes right to it. It's amazing.
It's amazing to have that skill and that gift. It's a gift.
Yes, and he's pretty much of a genius.
Well, one of your songs on this latest CD is titled Pete. It's a Pete Seeger tribute, and it's one of your own original compositions. You have told me before that Pete Seeger was a huge inspiration to you. Tell our listeners, what was it about him that hooked you and drug you into this life of music? Because I know it's been a big influence.
Well, he was the godfather of folk music. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Kingston Trio, Brothers Four, all those guys came out of influence from Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, and he was just a musician, and he was in the vein of Woody Guthrie. He was on the worker side. He was all for improving wages for immigrant workers. He was all for the auto workers, the coal miners. He helped them organize unions through his songs, and he wrote a lot of songs about that, you know, the rich against the poor. And it's basically what we're doing right now. We're back in the same position, you know, except they're called Walmart and McDonald's now.
Yeah, really?
It's the rich against the poor all over again. And he stood up to Congress. He stood up to the McCarthy Inquisition. So they banned him from television for 20 years. The Smothers Brothers were the first ones to put him on after 20 years of being banned from the airwaves. So he survived all that with a smile and with dignity. And he never changed his mind. He never let the world persuade him from what he believed in.
That's extraordinary.
He was truly a, I mean, he just didn't write songs. He was an activist of the highest order.
Right. You know, in our studio number four, we've had Peter Yarrow in from Peter, Paul, and Mary. He's been in twice, and every time he comes in, he brings his guitar, and he's always got something new to play and sing. I just think it's in their blood. They were part of a folk era that really launched, as you indicated, a lot of really talented people, including yourself. I'm just thrilled to hear your new CD, and good to hear that you're still performing on the streets of Deadwood, as it were. And having seen your show live, I would just tell people, just get your butt there and do it, you know?
Hey, well, I can't wait to see you again. You got to come back to Deadwood.
You said last time that you would treat me to a glass of water. I mean, is that still on?
That's what they did in Wall.
Yeah, that's
Wall,
right.
South Dakota.
That's exactly
free
right.
Glass of water.
Wall drugs. Got to have some water. Well, let me take a quick break here. I'm going to play your Pete Seeger tribute track, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. This is Yancey DeVere's Pete Seeger tribute. Enjoy this, people.
Music surrounds hate, forces it to surrender. It was written on his banjo, he played songs we all remember. He had his hammer, and he nailed out some great songs. Changed people's way of thinking, and the whole world sang along. He loved his blue sky time, and the wide open fields. Music made his soul fly, so he wouldn't cut a deal with the devil and the big fools who long since come and went. I believe he was heaven sent. He sang songs of peace and freedom, and he let his banjo ring. He's dancing with the angels. He's teaching them to sing. We shall overcome. We will overcome. When the flowers are all gone, this land is our land from now on. The Hudson River was a garbage dump. Make Pete and Old Iron Eyes cry. They love Mother Nature. He built himself a sailing ship just to open people's eyes. They said he'd never clean her up, but he got her done. Sailing down to town to town down the Hudson. He sang down to town to town down the Hudson. He sang songs of peace and freedom, and he let his banjo ring. He's dancing with the angels, and he's teaching them to sing. We shall overcome. We will overcome. When the flowers are all gone, this land is our land from now on. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, 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 let it shine. Yeah, now this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
That was Yancey DeVere's tribute song to the late, great Pete Seeger. Yancey, how do you typically break up the year and spend your time? I mean, and where?
This year I went to Belize, and I opened a couple shows for Jerry Jeff Walker on Ambergris Key. And then I spent 3 months in the studio, so the winter was pretty much, you know, taken up. I'm in Las Vegas. I have a place in Las Vegas. So I do a little golfing here and there and then songwrite. And then we were in the studio for 3 months. So, you know, that kind of eats up the time. I don't work too hard.
Well, yeah, you don't want to overdo something like this. I mean, do you still make it up to Glacier?
Yes, I have a place in Glacier. We only do it in the fall.
Of course.
And the winter seems like it's coming in quicker every year. 2 years ago, we were there till November. And this year, we left in the beginning of October because the weather was coming in and it was changing fast. And then Deadwood got 5 feet of snow October 13th, and it killed. I mean, it knocked down these beautiful big trees along the river, all these big cottonwoods. It just knocked them right down. So we like to get out of the town before that happens.
No kidding. I do have something I wanted to ask you about. This past winter in the studio, I did have occasion to see some of the social media posts that were being put out on your, I think it was your Facebook page. One of our people was showing them to me because they know that I try to keep tabs on you, if nothing else, to help keep you out of trouble. But I know that you were down in Central America. I did not realize it was Belize, but the photos look great. And every time I saw you in these photos, you were entertaining. So you must have had a good time.
Oh, yeah. I played all over the island. It was really nice. Yeah, we were there for 21 days, something like that, 3 weeks.
Cool.
So yeah, it was just great. It was nice to meet Jerry Jeff Walker. I mean, he's been a hero of mine forever. I mean, I've loved his music forever. So it was just nice to see him.
What did the locals think of your style of play?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it. It was, you know, they have a lot of Americans down there.
Sure.
The people that go to the pubs and the bars are Canadian and American. So it's like a slice of home to them. Belize doesn't really have its own, you know, genre of music. They just kind of, it's American.
Yeah, they mix and match.
American and Canadian.
Yeah. Let me just leave it this way, listeners. If you plan to be on a vacation anywhere or you're traveling anywhere near Deadwood, South Dakota, Mount Rushmore, or the Black Hills, and you're going to be out there coming up, you need to get yourself down into Deadwood. Just mosey into downtown. It's not a huge place. It's a charming place. It has a very unique ambiance in itself. And just listen for the music. Follow your ears, as I say. Seek it out. Just sit down and listen and enjoy Yancey DeVere's performance. You will hear him on the streets of town. What's the name of the place again where you're playing?
The Buffalo Stockade.
Buffalo Stockade.
It's part of the Buffalo Bodega Complex and it's right across from Number 10 Saloons. Everybody goes to Number 10 because it's supposedly where Wild Bill got shot. But it's just it's not really, but it's the most famous bar in town. So we're right across the street, and well, you can hear me all over town. So
oh, I know
for the promo there, Gary.
Well, isn't that the same place where you were playing last year, and maybe even the year before?
I've been here for 20 something years. It's been my summer job. For 20-something years. So I just can't give it up.
Well, listen to me. That just shows you how much I know. But I knew that this was not the first. I've heard of the name before. But I was thinking Stockade somewhere in there, and it just wasn't fit.
Right, the Buffalo Stockade.
Okay.
Buffalo Saloon. Named for Buffalo Bill Cody.
Of course.
And it's the oldest bar. We have the oldest bar in town. So we are the most historic place in Deadwood.
You know, as I recall, you had quite a hectic playing schedule. But I'm just curious, for the benefit of our listeners, what days and hours are you there performing?
I'm there 7 days a week. I start at lunchtime around 11:30, and I go as long as it goes. The other night I went till 9 o'clock, and then last night I only went till 6:30. It depends on the weather, because it gets chilly and it rains, you know, so I'll have time off when it rains. So, I mean, 7 days a week, all the time. If it's nice, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, one final question, Yancey, and then I'm going to let you go and get back to entertaining this on the streets of Deadwood. How do people get their hands on a copy of this latest CD of yours, Relic River, and what kind of price tag does it have on it?
Well, it's $15, and it's Yancey DeVere at yahoo.com, and it's YANCEYDEV, as in Victor, EER. And that's at yahoo.com, and I will send it right to you.
So they just contact you, and you'll take it from
there?
Yeah,
just contact me. Picklehead hasn't gotten it yet. Picklehead Music usually has my CDs, but I can't give you that information because they don't have it yet.
Yeah, time will cure that.
Yeah.
I want you to know how much I appreciate you coming back on the Woodshed Music Program. It's a pleasure hooking up with you again, and happy trails, friend.
Hey, guess who's playing here on Cool Deadwood Nights?
Tell me, Gary Puckett.
Gary Puckett. That's right.
I had him on my show.
I'm going to talk to him, too, about that.
A couple of years ago, he and a bunch of his family were getting together in Vegas, and we ended up with their family, and God knows how that happened. But I said to one of his family members, I said, you know, I do a regular show, and it would be cool to have Gary Puckett interviewing Gary Puckett. So he came on. We had a ball. It was an absolute gas. It was a lot of fun.
I've never met him, but I'm going to tell him you sent me.
Yeah. Well, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I'd like to close out with this. Well, another original composition by Yancey Devere. This one's called Cowboy Relic. I think it speaks for itself, but you're going to like this. Yancey, keep singing, and happy trails, my friend.
Hey, Cowboy Relic, it's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what this last song's about.
Yeah, I hear you. Folks, until next time, from Studio 7 on the FlyPod.com New Media Network, so long for now, and thank you for listening in. Here's Cowboy Relic by Yancey Devere. Hasta luego.
Adios.
I was young, I used to get me some. Now the pretty babes just walk on by. I'm an old geezer who's still trying to fly. They don't realize I used to be a buck. I was a long, tall glass of good luck. Getting old sucks. 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 Getting old sure does sucks. No.